that, and hopefully, I do get a great copy from I'm getting a good.
You just go ahead and keep it up because it's in monitor. You got to listen to it, but you're not affecting them, so keep being a jackass.
All right, KBUNX. Well, thank you for checking in, Mark. Your signal definitely is light, but and that is.
If you don't like listening to the net, we just net every night at Sunday night at 5 p.m. If you don't like listening to it, turn your radio off. We don't need your kind around here. Keep it up, Sevier.
Anybody else would like to check in before we continue, please call now. This is November 8th, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic. November 8th, November, Oscar Romeo, I've got you on the roster. Next check-in, please. Are there any relays? Let's move along then. Next up we have N8OBU to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things your way? I hope you're in a slightly better mood than you were a little while ago.
Well, you know, you have to run through the repeater to the repeater set three times because somebody changed the frequency on you. Sometimes it gets a little old. I don't have nothing to add. N8OBU, sir.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for providing the remote service, as always, and we do appreciate your help with that. So thank you very much. All right, we go next to KB8SWR, followed by KC8YVS. Mr. Jeff, how are things going in Saginaw County and Frankenmuth area for you?
Good, Max. Am I okay into the system or no?
Have you good readable?
Okay. Helped get a repeater back on working in Ann Arbor yesterday, U of M repeater. We went, Dan made up an MSF that we replaced with the current repeater that was there, so that should be back working, and there's always something. Today we got somebody that I guess doesn't like to listen to HF and keeps kerchunking, so sorry about kerchunking across the network, but we're making them listen to it anyways, and they can't kerchunk it. So, you know, one of them things, you try to do good for everybody, and there's always got to be one person that's got to play games. We'll find them. I'm not worried. Doesn't bother me. Back to you, Max. Hope everything went good yesterday. KBSWR, may the 4th be with you.
All right, Jeff, may the 4th be with you as well. KB8SWR, KE8BY, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, you know, for somebody who's normally sitting on 2 meters, perhaps, on a, or even on a repeater, they're used to something that's so quiet, and only there's noise when somebody's saying something. So when we get on with HF relayed in there, if they're not used to it, I can imagine that sounds a little. That might cause them to react as well, maybe wondering if the radio's acting up or something. Who knows? But anyway, let's go on. And by the way, before I do move on, I want to say thank you once again, Central Michigan Emergency Network. We made good use of their network yesterday in a variety of ways. There was a little bit of movement around, and we were able to support two talk groups, two event special event groups, one for Detroit, or, 2 South, one over in 6, I believe it was. So they were using them to talk amongst the counties. We still had statewide 2 instead of statewide 1 that we were using because that moved us on to the other time slot then. And that worked out well. And so we had quite a bit of utilization of the network for MI-5. And obviously, there's probably a bunch of traffic that went through for MI-7 because we had field situation reports yesterday. John, Wynn, KE8COIC was very busy handling traffic coming in. Much appreciating all of that. As I said, the hardware and the software of the network and the environment itself, but even more important than that are the people, the team that make all of that happen. You guys are special. All right, let's go to KC8YDF to be followed by N8NOR. Ron, I know you weren't able to join us yesterday, but hope things are well in Saginaw County.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, for Saginaw County ECRO. Yeah, unfortunately, too many things on the plate in a very short period of time. Yesterday, we were up in Cadillac. The radio club for Saginaw was up in Cadillac for the swap. We had rented two tables and had a variety of items for sale from a couple of Silent Key estate sales that were donated to the radio club. So we needed to get rid of some of that equipment, and we did. So a fair amount of it went out the door, not all of it. And, what we did get was a good thing. That's a little more money into the club's treasury at that point. For Saginaw County, we do have an emergency exercise coming up on Wednesday. This is the MBS Airport Saginaw County emergency exercise. It takes place every 3 years. We will be participating in that exercise along with Covenant Hospital, My Michigan Health, Saginaw Hospital, County Emergency Management, MMR Ambulance, and MBS Airport with a variety of fire departments and police agencies that will be on scene out at the airport. We'll be staffing our Covenant emergency room station as well as 911, and we'll have the communications trailer out at the airport for the exercise portion that will be out there. We have 7 people that are signed up for the exercise, which isn't too bad considering it's on a weekday and many of the people have to take time off from work in order to participate in the exercise, but that was at least a decent showing there. Once we're done with that, let me break. On next Saturday, on the 10th, then, is the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, which is our largest public service event. That event generally draws anywhere between 700 to 1,500 participants for the walk. If it's a nice, warm, sunny day, we get the upper amount of those. So I am still in need of participants. I need 20 people to staff the course effectively, and right now I've only got about 12 or 13. Usually a couple of people show up on that day. As long as nobody calls off, I'm good. I can cover the basics of the course that need to be done, and with that number of people and a lot of the people that participate in this also have MS or some other disability and are in wheelchairs and things like that, so it is a little bit of a handful to cover the course. And being Frankenmuth, tourist town, we have to contend with all the people that are on the streets along with the walkers crossing the street when you get 700,000 to 800,000 walkers all trying to cross Main Street, especially at the beginning of the course. It's a handful for the operators to help out with that. And luckily so far over the years we have not had any incidents, and that's a good thing. So once we're done with that, things will clear up on my plate. This will be the third event that I've coordinated in the last week and a half, so it's been busy on my end. I'll look for a little time off here. I will be heading to Dayton. At last count, other than the 2 years that they did not have the hamvention for the pandemic, I'm counting somewhere between 35, 36 straight years that I have attended the Dayton Hamvention. Long before I was a ham, I was going with other ham radio operators to purchase computer equipment and other items. So I am upwards, and I have a majority of my tickets going back that far. So I'm in 35 plus or so years of attending Dayton. And boy, has it changed over the years. But something I enjoy to go do, look at the new equipment, and have a good time with the guys. We meet up with a few other guys from around the state and that, and unfortunately our guys from Canada don't attend anymore, but it's always a good time. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, Ron, thank you for all of that. KC8YVF, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. And that's exactly why Saginaw wasn't able to participate. They've got a ton of stuff on their plate already. And we missed the first half of his report. He was just filling us in on what they did was to take a bunch of their stuff up to Cadillac, which was having their swap yesterday. And he was the one, he was the point point person coordinating events with the club, and so that was part of their fundraising activity needed to get done. And then, of course, coming exercise as well as the public service event, the EMS walk this weekend. That's a pretty full plate, and you guys doing a lot of good work. I wish I could join you this weekend, and I'm peeking at my schedule, and I can't make it happen, unfortunately. So my thoughts will be with you guys. I hope it goes well, and I do hope you get the volunteers you're looking for. Folks, if you are looking to help out in any way, reach out. KCAYDF is the man to see about that one. All right, let's go to N8NOR. Now it's going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. N8NOR, you are up for comment, sir.
This is N8NOR. Good evening to everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm talking QRP tonight out of my 705. As my ICOM 7000 has some issues, and I'm taking it to St. Joe, where the authorized service center is, to get it repaired. So for the first time in basically 18 years, this thing needs some kind of service. So the only way I can talk to everybody tonight is on this particular unit. So for me, the first time I went to Hamvention was 1989. And yes, I've seen many changes over the years. And remind me sometime when I see you. I've got a couple of travel stories to tell you about that are rather amusing that Charlie and I were a part of. Other than that, I'll hand it back to you. I'm looking forward to seeing the new UEQ FTX 1F in both its standard field and optimal format. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KE8TOM, Michigan Section ARP on CNET. Well, good to have you checking in again this afternoon, and where your signal is normally strong. I was obviously light today. That was because you're QRP, and you still came through light but readable. So thank you for all of that, and again, thanks for checking in. We are at the bottom of the roster. I will take a moment here to take a standby and see if anybody else would like to join us. This is KEADON, Michigan Section ARP of CNET. If you would like to join, please call now. Station calling, come again, please. I hear Oscar Echo. Can I get a relay?
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar X-ray, Echo, this is KJVD.
Okay, Roger that. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, we got you on the roster. Next station, please. Okay, it must be, I'm losing signal. Can I get a relay there?
You double with OOE.
Oh, okay. Was OOE coming back?
Yes.
Roger that. Thank you. Anyone else like to check in, please call now. Any relays? Okay. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. You are up for comment, sir.
Your turn. Go ahead and take our transmission.
Hey, is this set on 80 meters as well, or just here on 40? I didn't catch the other frequencies.
Our winter frequency is 39 or 32. We do come over here as an alternate frequency, and it's actually going to be our summer home for at least probably until late summer, possibly into the early fall when the band conditions change again.
All right, because the band's up and down. I could probably try it and get on 2 meters and check it out. I'll let somebody tune it up on it as well. You said 3932 is the other frequency?
Roger.
All right, I'll...
Well, not simulcast on both. It's one at a time.
KV80OE.
Okay, KV80OE. Well, thank you for checking in, and forward to having you on again soon. I'm going to make one last call. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet before we close? All right, hearing none, we had 11 on the roster today, and we're going to call at 37 minutes of runtime, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. Good conversations this afternoon, as always. Hope everybody has a great week ahead. Enjoy the rest of your Star Wars day here. May the 4th we be with all of you, and we will look forward to chatting with you again next Sunday at this time, right on or about this frequency. And with that, this is KEATON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Returning normal amateur use. KEATON out.